The Rush Hour with Jarz and Louie.
At the new time of 3 to 4pm.
Then back with a vengeance from 6pm.
Happy Friday, Adelaide. Big shout out to the family. We are out on location and we could not have picked a better place to get. Yeah, they're starting to arrive, all the German addicts. They're here, the German addicts. They are coming on down to say g'day to the big man. Boy, can he attract a crowd, the gift. We are at the Warradale Hotel, the Woz. Get on down here.
Yep.
Diagonal Road.
That's
the Froffies
us.
Are on us, the Furfies. You would have heard Murph doing lame gags all afternoon.
Didn't
he? Sean Craig Furphy. The Furphy, the beer. First 100 are on us, Jar. As
it's
I welcome
us,
you. You got the white shorts on, geez, but it feels like a hometown crowd.
G'day, Lou. G'day, Adelaide. Hello, Warradale. Great to be here for a Friday. I can't believe it's Friday, Lou. You know I get excited on Fridays, but I tell you what, Lou. Can I just say a big thank you to Gaz, the chef down here, for providing me with a vegan-type-like pizza.
Yes.
Cajun chicken, Lou. I'm full, Lou.
It's always the thing a lot of people ask, what's the Warradale like? I can tell you the food is fantastic. He inhaled it. He snorted it. That thing didn't stand a chance. Only ate half of it. Jars put his down in 30 seconds flat. Honestly, you're the winks of pizza eaters, Jars. That's how good you are. And, of course, that girl's back in action tomorrow, and this would be a fantastic venue to watch Winx try and go for 30 in a row.
That's
if you're doing nothing,
Lee.
Come on down to the Warradale Hotel. And tonight, the first 100 Furphies are on us. Port Adelaide are in action, Jarzy. If you're on the other side of town,
yes, sir.
Go and check out their intra club, and they've got some signings afterwards.
5 o'clock start.
Really nice family night out there.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, the other thing,
yes,
and we're going to do it live down here. One lucky punter here at the Warradale.
Here live, Lou.
Is going to have a chance to have a crack at 5K Friday.
Get out.
$5,000, 10 questions, 60 seconds, one Automasters lifeline could change your life and you could shout the bar.
That's
and Simo would be absolutely pumped.
The birthday boy.
The man responsible, former
Glenelg outside scared wingman.
And confirmed as much in a chat pre-show. Turns 57 today, so happy birthday, Simo.
Right,
thanks for having us down here.
And his guts is hanging out as usual.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't talk. You're a fat big too. All right, let's get this show underway.
Come on, mate, let's go.
To get through. We're going to talk about BBL and that crap format.
Finals revamp for me.
My apologies. I say that in front of cricketing royalty who are here today. Could you please acknowledge?
Greg Quinn, his lovely wife.
Just a little Rush Hour golf clap for Greg Quinn, everybody,
Quinny.
Please.
Hey.
It is the Rush Hour live
Love
on
you,
location,
mate.
Warradale Hotel.
Go, Luke.
Come on down, we're shouting the Furphies. Jarz and Louie, 104.7 Triple M.
The Rush Hour, Jarz and Louie at 104.7 Triple M.
We're out live on the streets, Jarz. Warradale Hotel, what a joint, tell you what. The curse struck again last night in BBL, Jarz.
Did too.
Finish on top, and you go out in straight sets. The Hurricanes gone, done and dusted. Georgie Boy did the shoulder.
Terrible, yeah.
Stitched up from the start, and man of the match. One of our men, Frankie
Worrellum. Yeah.
He was a little bit more humble than you. Here he is accepting his award last night.
Yeah, thank you. That's the way you want to go in a 2020, just make some inroads early in that power play. So we're lucky to do that tonight, and boys batted beautifully at the end.
Took four for, ripped through them, couple of wickets in the opening over. Hurricanes on the back foot for the entire night.
So Melbourne Stars go straight into the grand final. This is wrong, because the Hobart Hurricanes were the most consistent side all year. They were the best side all year, Lou.
Yep.
They're out. They don't get another nibble.
It's ironic.
The final system is wrong for BBL.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. It's ironic. A season that goes so long, right, and they have so many extra games that they want to wrap it up real quick when it comes to finals times, yet the fans want to see a fair system in place. So now the Hurricanes join the Renegades in 02, Stars 03, Strikers 04 and 05, Scorchers 07 and Hurricanes in 08, finishing it on top and going straight out. It's a curse.
It's an out-and-out
curse, Jar. All right.
So solution is?
Right, qualifying final Tuesday night. All right, 1v2.
Yeah.
Winner of that goes straight through. Elimination final would be on a Wednesday. That's 3v4.
Yeah, I like that.
Prelim final, loser of qualifying final and the winner of the elimination.
There you go.
And then grand final on a Sunday night. We get ourselves a great week of cricket.
Yep.
Awesome cricket on the TV screens. Channel 7, I'd love it.
Yep.
Just take a few off the home and away season.
And the two best sides will play against each other.
It always works out.
Lou, you
always
lock it in. They've got to look at that. They have to look at that definitely for next year, because Hobart Hurricanes, they were shattered last night. And full credit to Melbourne Stars. And hasn't he done a wonderful job, the show? Your mate.
My man, so many people wanted to get a piece of ages ago.
And I was one of them.
Absolutely.
But you stuck fat with him, old Glenn Maxwell.
Just if I could get certain men named Greg and Trevor to understand his worth. to the country and the Australian team, and not just the white ball. He actually might play a bit of cricket for Australia every now, because I think he's underplayed and overperformed.
Oh God! Oh Greg, since you've banned Trevor and Greg's on our show. Yeah. None of them have rang up,
nor should they. And I think I've just got it on good authority from Simo right now.
Yeah, what?
If your name's Trevor or Greg and you're here this afternoon, you're going to be asked to leave. Get out of the joint.
There's a big bouncer out there.
I don't care. Yeah, he'll escort you to the
car. Hands up if you're a Greg or a Trevor. Hands up if you're Greg. You're not Trevor. Oh, Greg Quincy.
Well, there it is. Simo, can you get that man named Greg asking to
Greg
leave
Quinn.
The establishment because this show doesn't deal in Gregs or Trevors?
Get out, Quinny.
This happens to be cricketing royalty. We just clapped him in half an hour ago. But it's the rush hour. Jars and Louis on location down at the Warradale Hotel.
Where's the bouncers?
Time to talk a bit of football.
Yep.
Scott Camporale, assistant coach of the Adelaide Crows, front of the press today. Obviously, Crows have been working very hard. A lot of headlines coming out of Port Adelaide re-captaincy.
Yep.
Adelaide are done and dusted and going about their business. Campo here, talking how they're adjusting their life with the 6-6-6 rule.
Whenever the AFL implement new rules, part of our job is to try and see if we can bend them. So it's, we're trying to work out a way how we can still get some coverage and still have the best of both worlds.
How are we going to bend the rule?
Well, the key already is, and it's Brodie Smith, because you don't have to kick to yourself from fullback.
No.
And it's going in an extra 10 metres. He kicks at 55-60. That's 75 on most grounds. That's the wing.
There you go. And set up in the wing.
Or better still, go short, get a 1-2 from him, and then all of a sudden you're kicking
across half forward.
Kicking to your mate Jennifer, running backwards towards goal.
Jennifer Jenkins. Well, did Campo discuss about the centre square clearances, which we were poor at last year?
No, he did not.
Oh, okay.
I know
he's the midfield coach, so I'm not putting any pressure on
what
him.
What he did do, though, was just single out a couple of the young kids who have been lighting up the training track.
You know, if I was to probably single out a couple, Chase Jones, he looks like he's going to play some footy for us this year. Ned McHenry's buzzing around with a fair bit of energy. I'm sure the Crows fans will love him. He's sort of the Jack Higgins mould, so I'm sure he'll test a few out. But I've been really impressed with Wayne Miller's pre-season. You know, he's come back, hasn't set a foot wrong, won our time trials, hasn't missed a beat with his training. He's going to be one that we're looking for a big season out of.
Yeah, there he is, Scott Camporale, Adelaide assistant.
I hope the Crows have locked him away, young Wayne.
Yeah.
I hope they've locked him away on a very good contract, because a lot of interstate clubs will be looking to snap him up because he's coming out of contract. I reckon he 12 months away, Lou?
Yeah,
there'll be clubs sniffing around his availability because he's becoming a very serious player.
Well, the thing with him and the dilemma that's going to arise this year is how much time does he spend across halfback if Brodie Smith is back? Because the tank has improved enormously, and there will be midfield minutes this year for that young man.
I get him on the wing.
Because you can't tackle him.
No.
You cannot tackle him.
Elite kick.
A little bit of space, and he's a sweet mover. So
you push him up, get him on the ball, cross half forward?
Oh, I reckon he's in a rotation, just spending time wing, half back, a little bit through the middle.
All right.
And can sniff a goal out, as we saw in his junior footy.
Nice.
Not often in football you see people take pay cuts. We know all about that ourselves.
Yeah, we do. We took a hit. Yep.
Take a hit for the team and all that stuff. Doesn't happen in the AFL very much. Daniel Wells has been on great money at Collingwood.
Oh,
when he came across from North Melbourne.
Yeah.
Some would say per game's been on probably about 50 grand.
Yeah.
All right.
For 3 minutes of footy. Yeah.
Tommy Brown, Channel 7's very own, and
Tommy.
Also Triple M's very own on Eddie Maguire's Hot Breakfast this morning, tells the story of what Daniel Wells has selflessly done for the Collingwood Football Club when it comes to his contract. Have a listen to this for a pay cut.
At the same time, Wells was, besieged by injury, and he was on a contract over $500,000 guaranteed. Now, obviously, there was some discussions around that contract. He had a year to run. That was guaranteed money. Daniel Wells, through those negotiations, went back to Collingwood and basically said, scrap the contract. I'll play for minimum match payments this year, a much more modest amount, so I can stay on the list, help the Pies stick together. It's an incredible story.
Incredible young man.
Tommy Brown, obviously very grateful of the opportunity Collingwood have given him and feeling, I think, that wants to help out some of the up-and-coming talent as well. So that equates to roughly, if you've played two or more years in the AFL and you go back to somewhere, what is minimum salary? It's about 100 grand, so that's a 400K hit.
Still good money, isn't it? Still good money for $400,000 a year to play 10 games a year.
Yeah, I think you misread me. He took the hit of 400. Yeah, no, the hit's been 400.
Oh.
He's only somewhere down near 100. It's the active listing change.
Sorry. I thought he took 100 off.
No.
400.
Mate, I wouldn't even have bought it up if it was 100.
Oh, jeez. That's a massive hit.
Huge. So it's probably a little bit more than that, but it is a massive whack.
Would there be some incentives in there, though?
Something.
If he's on 100.
Well, Eddie Maguire's involved, and Eddie's the genius of being able to work maybe out some, what's fair and square.
Maybe some employment after footy.
Well, who knows?
Oh, man, just trying
getting to that point, that'd be a smart move.
I do apologise for not listening.
That's right.
You know, I get a bit overawed when I'm amongst our fans.
Oh, well, as everyone family. Knows, and I think this family here know as well at the Warradale, that once the black rhino eats, then starts to fatigue and needs to lie down and have a sleep. And once it gets the smell of hops fermenting in its nostrils, it can barely listen to what anybody has to say. And it often gets the staggers and the wanders to the nearest bar with the biggest screen and the coldest beer.
I applaud Daniel Wells.
So I tell you what.
Well done, Daniel.
If we can get through the next 35 minutes, Murph, I'm a genius.
What'd we take a hit? What'd we lose?
Our hit, I mean, Daniel Wells.
Or did Brew get all our money?
Daniel Wells is chump change to the way we've taken.
On Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, the Rush Hour's quiz with no name.
Things just got real.
Do I have $5,000? I have $5,000.
It's 5K Friday.
$5,000?
$5,000 up for grabs, Jars. 10 questions, 60 seconds. We've picked a local. Yeah. It's Chris from Sturdy's. Come on down. All right, this is it. This is where it gets very serious, Jars. Hide your questions, all right?
Yes, okay, Lou.
Because some... I don't know what the term I should use is, but someone's highlighted the answers on our pages, which makes it easy to see if you're trying to cheat.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, all right. Chris, welcome.
Welcome, Chris.
Thanks, Charles and Louis.
All right, you've got one Automasters Lifeline, no wriggle room. This has got probably one man's career riding on it today.
All right, mate.
Correct. Yeah, no, I'm good, thanks.
Got your Nirvana T-shirt on.
I do.
Good man.
That's all right. And we're hanging out, Charles. Just let everybody know where we are and what's going on.
Yeah, we're down here to Warradale there, Christopher. You got one. You've done all that, have you?
No, I have not. This is what I was just going to say to you.
10 questions. You've got one Automasters. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. Have you done that?
I've done all that. I just wanted you
to
say.
Oh, back. Yeah, we're in the courtyard at the Warradale Hotel.
Simo's looking at me going, Louis, how can you work with this bloke? We're just trying to pay good money to pump it up. You're supposed to say, hey, we're down here at the Warradale. The beers are on us.
Yeah, let's go, Lou.
Get on down here. Fantastic
good luck, Chris.
Food, fantastic crowd, fantastic. Plus a chance to win $5,000.
Thanks to our good friends.
Yeah, us.
All right, we ready to go, Lou?
Yeah, I know what you're thinking, everybody. How has he got a job? Me too. Absolutely.
And I took a pay cut.
Righto, 10 questions, 60 seconds, one Automasters Lifeline. Chris, your time starts at the end of the first question. Good luck.
Who scored the winning goal for the Quit Lightning on Wednesday night?
Automasters.
Name the ex-Crow who now plays for the Gold Coast, and he did his ACL yesterday.
Harrison Wigg.
Name the local cricket team that Jars is playing for next weekend.
Pass.
Which hotel are Jars and Louis broadcasting from?
The Warradale.
Who won last night's BBL semi-final?
Melbourne Stars.
Well played.
Who are the Adelaide 36ers playing tonight?
Perth.
Which ground are the AFLW Crows team playing at on Sunday, Chris?
Norwood.
How many races in a row has Winx won?
28.
Name the Collingwood player who injured his ankle at training today. Who's he? Hurt himself?
Pass.
Okay.
How old is Tom Jonas?
24.
Stupid question.
Who's the cricket team Jars playing for in Gun for Hire?
Hackham.
Hackham?
And name the Collingwood player who injured his ankle at training this morning. Jordan?
Degoe.
All right.
Oh. Well done, mate. Well done, Chris.
Good effort.
Analysing now.
Okay.
$5,000 up for grabs, Jars.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
Great effort, mate.
Yeah. Thanks, Jars.
Well done.
A little anticlimactic, to be honest.
Yeah,
it was.
You're flat.
Yeah, I'm a bit flat about it. He had ample opportunity to peruse your sheet with all the answers on it.
Yeah, I did see that.
And Automasters first up for Nicole Seacamp, who scored the winning basket for the Lightning.
Yeah, Seeks.
Harrison Wiggs done it. Peninsula Pirates, that's who Jars is playing for.
All right.
I know you would know because it's
B-grade. B-grade, hard wicket.
Yep. Winx going for 30 in a row, so she is 129 consecutive.
Yeah. Mm.
And Tommy Jonas is 28.
28.
Not 24.
T-shirt. Tommy. Tommy's 28.
Absolutely. Good effort, Chris.
Well
thanks
played.
For playing.
Thanks, guys.
Murph, your
what's
job
he got?
Is secure for another week or longer, and he wins for his trouble.
What's he got, Shawnee?
Diamondback Fighting Championship 8. It's a double. This is MMA. It's going to be back at Adelaide Oval for DFC7. On the 24th of February, tickets at diamondbackfc.com.
Triple
Triple M's millionaire listener. Adelaide is falling over themselves to get on the list.
I'm having a baby. The water's broken, so yeah.
Your wife's about to have a baby and you're ringing up a radio station. What the hell are you doing?
On the way home.
You could be Adelaide's next millionaire. Triple M's Millionaire Listener. Listen to Ruin Dits in the morning. Win the cash. Monday from 6.
Thanks to our mates at Automasters. Look cool and stay cool in the car this summer. Get an Automasters air conditioning service. 20 branches. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Triple M.
Jars and Louis, get your sport first with a rush hour. And they're live from the Warradale Hotel this afternoon.
Great atmosphere. Great setup, Jars.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Tell you what
great
else
food
is,
too.
Yeah, as you would attest
food.
To. What else is a great setup is Channel 7 live and free. Tonight you'll catch more Big Bash action semi-final number 2 and the grand final on Sunday. And the man in charge joins us. He's beloved here in South Australia. The one, the only JB, James Brayshaw. Welcome, Bray.
The Warradale Hotel.
That's where we are, Jimmy, with Tony Simons.
Oh, big Simo. The Geelong Flyer, Glenelg Flyer.
There he was, scared outside wingman, Jimmy.
Well, they had some nice inside grunt with McDermott, etc. So you could get a bit chipped in the night.
Yeah. He did tell us a quick story earlier, Simon, that he wanted in one day and got asked what he was doing there.
Yeah. McDermott sort of said, get out.
Oh, I love it. Kernahan, McGuinness, what about the sides? Big Chris Doofy.
Yeah. Big Dooth. But
absolutely.
Anyway, let's talk cricket, Jimmy.
Jim, let's talk.
Yes, what about it? Well, amazing last night. Incredible teams just dominate this tournament and then get to the final and completely crap themselves, and that's what the Hurricanes did. So
did
the Stars have just flown into the final, and the Renegades, if you can believe it, are hosting a home final. Listen to this, Jars, you won't believe it. Hosting a home final after a 14-match tournament where only 3 batsmen have made more than 50 runs in an innings.
No.
That is unbelievable.
3.
Stop it.
Jeez.
That's just extraordinary.
They have been
so bad with bat in hand, it's extraordinary. But they've bowled brilliantly, and that's got them, obviously, to host a final against the Sixers tonight, which I'll be doing and cannot wait.
Bray, coverage was great last night. Geez, I thought we were going to see the Ricky Ponting from the Bourbon and Beefsteak. He was getting that angry in the commentary box with Joffrey Archer trying to bowl slower balls. Punter was going off his nut.
Oh, well, mate, Joffrey, maybe just have a look around the field and look at the field that's been set for you and bowl accordingly. It's not that hard, I wouldn't have thought. But, look, I know Punter's anger because, Jars, as you know, and so do you, Louis, there's no more passionate North Melbourne fan alive than Ricky Ponting. And when I was the chairman and we weren't going too well on ground, some of the texts that came through, they made my eyes water.
Now, Jimmy, the BBL final needs a massive revamp because Hurricanes were the best side all year, finished top by about 6 games, and the best side's not going to be playing in a final series.
Can we do final 4, Jim, like in the footy series?
Well, look, the problem is the season probably goes too long as it is. They've got to condense it a bit. But I had the same situation when I was the chairman of the Renegades. We had an undefeated season. We went through the whole home and away without losing a game. Yeah. And got beaten by the Heat in the semi and given the lemonade and the sauce. But it's just, I'll tell you what it is. This is my opinion of finals in T20 cricket. They're like a tiebreaker in tennis. You can play Roger Federer in a tiebreaker and you're playing against the greatest player the game's ever seen.
Yeah.
But you get a couple of big first serves in, you get one returner serve in and you won the set.
Yeah,
and that's the thing, mate. You walk such a tightrope in this comp.
Yeah, spot on.
You get into a semi, something can go. The power play last night went wrong for the Hurricanes, and there's the game over.
Yeah. Jim, Jars is always doing a little bit of a side hustle, side action. He's got a heart as big as Farlap, doing some charity work. Gun for hire, redemption. He's working on it again.
Nah.
Jim, trying to play cricket, has already announced to the Peninsula Pirates that he will be opening the bowling,
Jimmy,
opening the batting, and arriving at 12:55 for a 1 o'clock start.
Jimmy.
No. He couldn't play cricket back in the day. I watched him try. He was no good at his best. So now when he's in his early 70s, I've got no idea how he thinks he's going to be able to play cricket for the Peninsula Pirates.
Bray, what about the term gun being used?
No.
You know, I can turn
this
it
is
on,
what
Jimmy.
Happened. This is what happened. He wound the clock back in the Legends game. He dribbled one through from 35. He blew the front of his strides out, and now he's in a situation where he thinks he can do anything.
I told him to get out in the high, but he won't let go.
I can't let go.
He won't.
No. He should have said, that's it, never let me on a sporting field again, but now he thinks he can do anything.
Yeah, he does. Bray, obviously AFLX is coming up. Are you a fan? We've had plenty of buy-in from some players, a couple of key players dropping out with injury, but hopefully the majority of the stars will be in action. We're going to see something we're going to like.
Look, I understand what they're doing. They're trying to come up with a format that's going to work on a soccer, rugby-style, you know, ground or pitch, so they can take it overseas. Stupid if they don't, because they may as well, you know, try and work out how it looks, and if it can be appealing enough, you could take it to the States or to the UK, and, you know, obviously the grounds are all that shape. So I get what they're doing. I don't knock it as much as everyone else. Whether this format's going to work better than what we saw last year, time will tell. The players will obviously be better. Yeah. So, I'm always a bit more glass half full with this sort of stuff than others. I'm all for giving things a try. But this is the second year. If it doesn't work this year, then I'll be interested to see if they go to the well again.
Yeah, no, fair call. And last one, mate, as a former chairman, dual captains, Port Adelaide, still yet to announce. Fair bit of talk getting around over here that it's heading in that direction, which is a massive break in tradition. How hard to go against something that's probably written in your constitution?
Yeah, well, they've traditionally done that, haven't they? And the number one jumper and all the rest of it. Look, North Melbourne have Jack Zeeble as their captain. I really like that. I like one bloke being the main man, and you walk down the race, you know, behind your leader, and that's how it works. Yep. But it has changed. Tex and Rory are doing it for Adelaide, and I love both of those blokes, so I can't see how either of them.
Sydney got three captains, Jimmy. They're going with three captains this year, Sydney.
Yeah. Oh, look, I think we've got to move with the times. I always think, Jars, if you've got one bloke who stands out head and shoulders,
absolutely,
like John O'Brown or like Jack Zeeble, then you just give it to him. But if you've got a, you know, two or three and they're all pretty good.
Emerging,
maybe you go down that path. But, I don't know.
Anyway,
so Trav Boak out.
Yeah, Trav Boak out, focused on footy. When does you and the fat man get back on air in Melbourne for the rush hour?
I hope never again.
You got to stop.
Honestly, I've had enough of the fat bastard. He does not one shred of preparation. He turns up, no idea who we're interviewing, no idea what's going on. He's like an anvil tied to my ankle. He just drags me under. So if someone rang me tomorrow and said the rush hour's not happening, it wouldn't bother me one bit.
Don't you dare, Lou.
Tell you what, Jim, I feel like you've just drained my mind.
Don't you dare.
You're just taking all the words right out of my head.
How hard is it? You do your best, you put your best foot forward, you turn up, and there's that fat ball bastard doing absolutely the bare minimum and taking a paycheck.
Absolutely. All right.
Reduce one too.
Great to talk to you, mate. Channel 7 live and free tonight. Big Bash semi-final 2 and, of course, the grand final on Sunday. James Brayshaw, thank you very much.
Can't wait, boys. Good chatting.
Love you, Jimmy. See you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars and Louis this afternoon.
Andrew Jarman. Gun for hire.
Redemption.
Shooting blanks at your cricket club soon. Wild West.
Yes, the big man's doing it again. Redemption. Having a crack for the second time in Gun for Hire. Peninsula Pirates is the team. The date again, Jars?
23rd of Feb, Lulu.
The venue?
Jubilee Park. Hardwick at Loop.
It is.
1 o'clock report.
And trying to deny themselves a spoon, which I love. I'd love for you to get out there, Virginia. Trying to get themselves off the bottom of the ladder. Going to be a great contest. We've offered up some great real estate. Your shirt is up for grabs, and one man has taken up that offer. Talk about position when they talk real estate.
Right, Lou.
Your shirt and show sponsorship for an entire week.
Yes.
Naming rights sponsor. That man is Glenn from Slider Fix. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Glenn, and thank you very much.
G'day, gentlemen. How are you going?
Thank you, Glenn.
Would have been a little bit embarrassing had Jars been out there being a sight screen.
Yeah. Could be that as well.
I figure it's a win-win for me, because if you make nothing, it's cheap advertising. If you make a ton, you're not going to stop banging on about it.
I know. You're talking about it for 5 years.
And if I make a ton, what are we getting?
Well, let's talk about it, Glenn. You've been kind enough.
Right.
So if he makes anything greater than two and above, $1,000.
He gets $1,000. If he makes 50, he gets two.
Yes, and
if he makes a ton, he gets
three. Wow.
Wow, $3,000. And all that money will go to the Pirates, who are in their first year, and they'll be able to get back through Ace Cricket, all sorts of cricket gear
for
the kids. Glennie, Slider Fix, repairing sliding doors. I'm feeling a sliding doors moment sort of coming out with you. You know, what happens if he doesn't turn up or he gets lost on the way down? Because the mind can wander. He's probably dreaming of making a ton.
Oh, we'll have to sort something out, but I'm sure he'll be there.
All right, man, Glenn.
Well, Glennie, thank you very much for coming on board. You've got the best advertising billboard in the state.
Yeah.
As we
one of the biggest.
Absolutely. Biggest and the best.
It's coming thick and
the fast. Other great kicker for this one too, family, is that if Jars makes naught, he will announce his retirement.
Absolutely.
That, I am. Okay. You are going to walk off there and just pack up the cricket bag and be done.
So I thought we were going to have a meeting about that and then have some sort of announcement, but you've just thrown it out
I've got to throw that into
if
there.
If I make a duck, I thought I was going to have a press conference and then make some sort of announcement.
Why would we want to talk to you if you made naught? But that's not newsworthy.
I've never retired from any of my sports, bar being sacked.
Well, James Brayshaw said as much, that you should have walked off the Adelaide Oval after the EJ Witten affair and closed the gates, mate. Shut the book. End of chapter.
I've got one more game for Gazer to get me 100th. I've got to get through that yet.
Glenn from Slider Fix, we wish you all the best of luck. Like you
thanks,
said,
thanks, Glenn.
I think either way, Glenn, you're going to be just cashing in on this for years to come. All right,
there it is.
Gun for hire, done and dusted.
Done, Luke.
Stay tuned with Triple M. We're here at the Warradale. What are you up to for the weekend?
I'm going to start shredding for next week's game. That'll start tomorrow morning.
All right.
I'm serious. I'll start tomorrow morning.
Port Adelaide have got an intra club. If you're at the other side of town, go and check that out. Kicks off at 5 o'clock. Go the 36ers tonight.
Go Jacob.
Do J-Dub.
J-Dub.
Jacob Wiley on the show during the week. And, of course, Winks back in action tomorrow, the Supermare. Having a crack at it, going for 30 in a row.
Brilliant.
We're going to have a crack at something else now.
Yeah, we're going to have a froth.
It's called a furphy, not a Murphy, and we're out of here, Murph. We'll leave it you to finish things off. Have a great
weekend,
done, everyone.
Luke.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Don't forget, Charles is back tomorrow morning, Dead Set Legends, tomorrow morning with Greg Blewett from 9.